On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pre 29 Johannesburg 26 Mbombela 21 grade.
Got a crash on the N12 west after Xavier Street. Roadworks on the N1 south, and it's all the way between Rivonia Road and Winnie Mandela Drive. And M1 north, you've got roadworks before the Buccleuch.
Ons begin by die Midlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek wat tans getuienis van senior forensiese ontleder kaptein Solomon Motsani aanhoor. Motsani wat verbonde is aan die SAPD se forensiese wetenskap laboratorium in Silverton Pretoria, sê hy is in 2018 na KwaZulu-Natal ontplooi om die politieke moorde taakspan te ondersteun. Hy verduidelik wat sy werk behels in sekere ondersoeke.
Around November 2024, I received a request from the PKTT to conduct a comparative ballistics examination comparing three political killings cases which occurred in KZN. These cases, commissioners, were unresolved and there was no suspects arrested in these cases. So they wanted to resuscitate these cases.
Die adjunkminister van Justisie Andri Snell sê die konsep wetsontwerp op die beskerming van vlekkieblasers gaan teen einde van jaar vir openbare kommentaar vrygestel word. Snell erken korrupsie het die ondermyning van openbare vertroue veroorsaak. Hy sê die probleem moet aangespreek word.
Government understands the depth of this crisis and we are acting. Corruption has weakened the moral authority of the state, eroded public faith in institutions. When whistleblowers are silenced or unprotected, citizens conclude the truth is unsafe. Unless whistleblowers are protected, future wrongdoing will remain hidden in the shadows.
Die Satswane stel ondersoeke na die watergehalte in die Klipgat gebied. Voorlopige toetse toon die plaaslike reservoir se watervlak is uiters laag op 1,5%. Die metro se woordvoerder Lindela Mashigo sê wanneer reservoirs se watervlak hierdie kritieke laagtepunt bereik, verminder die druk in die netwerk en soms veroorsaak dit dat water se kleur, smaak en reuk verander.
This condition is often temporary and stabilizes once reservoir levels improve. Our technical teams are continuously monitoring both the reservoir and the distribution network to ensure that supply quality and pressure are restored to normal levels as soon as possible.
Nog nies uit die buitenland, die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump en die nie-verkoosde Japaneese premier Sunae Takeuchi het 'n ooreenkoms onderteken vir die verskaffing van kritieke minerale en seldsame aardmetale. Trump is op die tweede fase van sy Asia-toer. Die doel van die ooreenkoms is om beide lande te help. En ten minste 16 mense is dood en 32 ander is beseer in 'n busongeluk in Bolivia. Die ongeluk het gister plaasgevind. Die polisie het intussen die dodetal bevestig. Action on September 10 en ander stories op jacaranda.fm.com. Die volgende bulletin in Engels om 1 uur.